This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Today, let's talk about the nuts and bolts of reentry. What are some of the things that somebody who right now is looking at coming back needs to think about as a family, but also as an individual, as the TCK?
The thing most TCKs want to do when they come, they want to fit in, desperate to fit in, particularly teenagers. You don't want to be doing the wrong thing. So I think there are some very basic areas that people want to cover. How do you fit in? What do people wear? What's fashion like? What should you wear if you're going to be fitting in? How do people date if you've never had an experience of dating? Who's expected to pay? Where do you go? What are the dangers involved? What do the kids of your age do for leisure? Is it bowling? Is it going to the laser place or disco dancing? You know, are there skills that you need to be able to learn in order to take part in those things? What about the music scene? One kid said, my dad made sure I always listened to the top 10 on BBC World Service, so I knew what the current pop music was when I came back. What about driving? Can people of my age drive? If so, how do you go about getting a driving permit? Are there restrictions? What about the drug scene? TCKs can sometimes be very lonely and vulnerable. Do you know what harm drugs can do? Do you know what the drugs are? Are you savvy on that sort of thing? What about smoking? Is that banned? What are the dangers of that? What about passive smoking? What about alcohol? Have you ever been exposed to a place where alcohol is served? In that case, do you know what are the limits on alcohol consumption? What, how much can do to you? What are the age restrictions, again, in the country that you're going back to, for that sort of thing? What is the expectations of your peer group? What is the church attitude to alcohol in the place that you're going back to? Very practical things. How much can you safely drink? All these sort of things are about fitting in, but also about knowing what is safe.
So how do you recommend people go about and find answers to these questions that you have raised?
Well, some of them are straight legal questions that you can find out on the net. Mm-hmm. But actually, the practical experience, nothing beats your cultural mentor. Nothing beats having a youth group or a youngster of your age who will take you around and show you the ropes, who will take you to the places, somebody will go shopping with you. Hopefully, somebody who, while you've been overseas, has been sending you magazines and what have you to keep you up to date with things. But find yourself a culture guide, someone who will be sensitive to your feelings and your needs, somebody whom you can trust, because sometimes you may be asking questions which maybe make you feel a bit naive and stupid, and you don't want them broadcasting that everywhere. But a culture guide that helps you see through that.
So it's finding somebody who can answer what we think are silly questions.
That's
but
right.
Aren't silly questions, because every person on our passport country has had to find that information out sometime in their life. TCKs are just finding it out in a little bit shorter time span.
A little bit shorter. It's kind of a bit of a crash course, isn't it?
Okay.
That's right. Everybody's had to do that. I think another big area is the whole area of finance. Mm-hmm. You may never really have had money of your own to spend, or if you've had some money, there hasn't been much to spend it on. But suddenly, particularly if you're coming back to college, you've got to factor into your budget the cost of your books, your stationery, eating out, phone calls. How much does a mobile phone cost? What's the best network? How do you find out what the best network is? What about loans and debts and repayments? And are there any scholarships available? All that sort of area is a new thing to a lot of TCKs. And on the other side of that, finding a job. Do people of your age have a job in the country that you're going back to? Maybe before you've never had the opportunity for that. Do you have the right kind of social security details to get a job? Or have you never been through the system? Have your parents never been home long enough to put you through the system to get a job? What sort of jobs are compatible with working your way through college? What's your position on tax? All that sort of thing. But very practical details about having a small job that can earn you some money.
One of the other areas that I know TCKs struggle with is we as a TCKs have our own language, and our passport country probably has their own language. How do we go about learning the lingo, as they say in some countries?
Oh, yeah. One person said to me, I still say and do things that are culturally inappropriate. This tends to make my husband groan. We do. We have our own kind of shorthand code. But also, of course, the place we're going to has its own language. And we want to know what is appropriate language, what is rude. What, I mean, some TCKs come and say, is this word rude? Because I've heard it used. So actually, somebody who can help you, before you come home, find out what the language is. Is it that everything's cool now or wicked or all that sort of thing? Have somebody sit with you and watch some of the latest soap operas on the television. They may not be great TV or stories, but you'll certainly hear whatever language is going around. And it's important to know the good words and the bad words so that you know which words you want to avoid.
So we've talked now about finances, phones, places to hang out, things to say. What are some of the things that TCKs need to think about as far as schooling?
Ah, right. Thinking about what sort of school was I in, because you're highly unlikely to get to the same sort of school. So maybe you're moving from a very small village school and suddenly you're in an inner city comprehensive or high school that's very big, and that can be quite daunting. So doing as much research as you can about the school, and then learning, well, what are the survival mechanisms for being in this new place? What's the method of teaching? Have you been in a place where it's a lot of rote learning, or the teacher stands at the front and tells you everything and you repeat it back? And are you now going into a place where you're expected much more to do your own research and your own discovery? Because in that case, you've got to rethink how you go about that. We've already touched on the fact of what language were you educated in. Is this going to be a different language? And am I going to need to maybe play catch up on my literary skills? Because maybe I'm not getting the grades for essays that I think I should be. And it might be that I know the material, but I'm just not very good at expressing it. And what's the whole culture of this school? Is it one that where everybody, it's fashionable not to work? Or is it one where actually everybody's driven and working very hard? What's the dress code? What do people wear to school? Is it a uniform, or is it wear whatever you want? What are the expectations that you have of this school? And sometimes people kind of come expecting it to be worse and don't give the school the chance. So always go with the best of expectations, but make them realistic expectations. Do your homework beforehand.
So you've said that we need to do our homework. We need to find somebody who can be a cultural mentor, who can answer those questions for us, the good questions. There's no somebody who it's safe to talk to, so that there's no such thing as a silly question. But also, you're saying to be positive.
Yeah. Always look for what are the new things that I might learn out of this experience? What's waiting in the wings of my life that might be something new? How can I make friends and be good friends? And I think TCKs are really well up in this. They're good at initiating relationships. They've learned to do it because there are always people coming and going. That's one of the very positive benefits of being a TCK. So being friendly and sociable, learning to make the new move. Don't just because you feel different, isolate yourself from that community. Get part of it and get to know the practical skills that you need to do. There may be some very practical things that you don't know how they work. And if you don't know how they work, that's not a very safe place to be. I think of the boy who went out and used his grandfather's lawnmower and never used a lawnmower before and didn't know that actually just because the grass all got clogged up, he couldn't put his finger in and take it out and the lawnmower was still plugged in and ended up in hospital. So don't be afraid to ask how equipment works. Get yourself into good study habits when you go to college. Particularly if you've been in a boarding school where the day has been programmed for you, you may have never had to plan your study time. Get used to planning it. Get involved in the sports. Get involved in social functions. Be in there, because that's how you'll learn, is by being part of it.
And it's a positive experience.
And it's a positive experience. Yay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marion, for joining us.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.